With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House GOP leaders plan to release a stopgap funding bill after a GOP conference meeting Tuesday, setting up a Friday vote on a short-term punt. Here's reporter Bernie Bennett.
Majority Leader Steve Scalise said Tuesday morning that the text of a continuing resolution through November 20th would be released, hopefully after the 9 a.m. GOP meeting. Speaker Mike Johnson said that he expected the release of the text later in the day.
We're going to release text here shortly for a short-term, clean, continuing resolution that will keep the government funded and operating at current levels while we continue all this work and doing our jobs and getting the remaining bills done.
Johnson said a House vote Friday is in the plan. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Donald Trump is in the United Kingdom now, where he will become the first American president to ever get a second state visit. Mr. Trump notes during his past state visit, he was hosted at Buckingham Palace, this time Windsor Castle. He's also meeting with King Charles III and holding talks with Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Correspondent Mostaghim Hasnath reports on security at Windsor Castle.
Behind the spectacle lies a really complex multi-agency policing effort. Thames Valley Police, the force that operates here, are working with officers from across the country. Hundreds of officers are being drafted in to police this event, including help from the UK's military and Secret Service from the US. Those teams include specialist drone units, marine support, and also mounted horseback police officers.
Also part of the festivities, there will be a very lavish meal. The government issuing warnings to online services that offer unofficial versions of popular drugs like the obesity treatment Wegovy. FDA sending letters to dozens of companies ordering them to halt false and misleading statements. This is SRN News. Jews all around the world are counting down to the High Holy Days.
Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, will be celebrated from September 22nd through the 24th. It will be followed by Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, on October 2nd. These are tough times for Jews. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise for some time around the globe, and the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel turbocharged it. In Israel, the war with Hamas in Gaza drags on. All this will color the Holy Day celebrations this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For years, one of the most consistent findings in religion research, women tend to be more religious than men. This holds true across dozens of countries. That might be changing in America. Recent poll released by the American Enterprise Institute Survey Center on American Life finds 39% of Generation Z women say they do not have a religious affiliation. This is SRN News. Rivian Automotive starting to build a long-delayed electric vehicle plant in Georgia. That despite some tough challenges facing the U.S. market. Rich Thomason has more.
The company is investing $5 billion as it aims to convince Americans to buy electric trucks. But the groundbreaking comes just weeks before the federal government kills a $7,500 electric vehicle tax credit. Rivian officials say they're banking on making vehicles that buyers will find superior to traditional gas-fueled cars. A new Rivian SUV will start selling next year for $45,000. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Robert Redford has died at the age of 89. The Hollywood golden boy who became an Oscar-winning director and godfather was the independent cinnamon. Also, he died in Utah after appearing in so many films. More details at srnnews.com.